Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. This is podcast number 2. And I chose today to talk about PR and social media during COVID-19 because this is such a huge international team. Everybody's going through some crisis, right? And it's inevitable. So it was really difficult for me to pick another subject for this podcast number 2. And I also started to think about what happened in the last 3 months of this international crisis. And it was interesting to see what were the subjects treated by media, what online media or traditional would choose to talk about, what happened in PR and social media during COVID-19. So this is what we will be talking about today. We'll talk about some of the trends that we saw and that we also use for our clients. And remember, so the first huge announcements we all received, like a ton of brick, it was really when all of our governments decided to close down the economy. And so everything, even our agency, had to close down. So what were the things we did at the agency? Because this is what media wanted to know. So what are you doing for your employees? What are you doing to help your clients? That was a huge, huge trend. So what we did at Nata, we did that with our own clients, actually. So that it wasn't just a team out there that the social media and journalists were talking about. This is what we did. So the first strategy was really to propose a 3-month plan to all of our clients. Thanks to Chris Plackey, my business coach. She's one of the best out there. So if you have a business and you need help to build your team and really like do a huge turnaround too, she can really help you if you want to pivot. So Chris Plackey, you can look her up. Chris, it's spelled with a K, K-R-I-S, Chris Plackey. And thanks to you, Chris, I had this 3-month plan for my own agency, but I could also propose it to all of my clients. About 60% of our clients stayed with us. So we've been working like crazy. We still haven't stopped, my partner and I. My partner runs the Toronto agency. So what we did is we approached all of our clients, even when they called us, some of them called us and they wanted to stop everything. It was first reaction, obviously, is to stop everything, cut all your expenses as much as possible. So we convinced many of them to keep communicating and be visible. It's funny, like I didn't have a crystal ball to know what was going to happen, but I had this huge feeling and I could sense that many huge companies would stop completely. So obviously there would be a lot of space out there. Like I call those windows of visibility. To me, a window is place in a magazine, you know, or newspaper have all those windows of visibilities for our clients. So I knew many windows would be available for us because of all the space, you know, that these huge companies normally take, especially those international companies that weren't out there. So we just didn't only double down our efforts and our energy and our work. Like we worked like crazy and we reduced our fees, obviously, because most of them were cutting jobs. And I remember some of them were telling me, how can I keep you? I'm cutting jobs. I'm like, well, I'm ready to cut my fees. Stay with us and we'll be working. I'm sure it's going to be beneficial for the company and for your product. And oh my God, it was. So 3 months down the road, almost 4 months. It's really interesting to see that those who were out there got a huge visibility. Some members in my team are new and they're like, is it always like that? Like, look at all the coverage we got. And I'm telling them, this is really unusual. And I'm sure it will be unusual for the next few months, maybe the next year, probably. So if you haven't done anything, so don't be afraid to start communicating now. So this is what we did, actually. So we proposed this three-month plan. And very quickly, we realized that we had to propose almost weekly plans. Because we had all these announcements in some markets where we work, like almost every week, something, a new thing was happening where, you know, companies had to stop. I remember mail was still functioning, thank God. So we could still send products. And because of that, we really sensed and felt that we had some unique opportunities to send out products. At the agency, we're specialized in promoting consumer goods. So being able to use mail was just a big, thank God, this is still functioning. Pharmacy were still open. And people were still buying food. So we have a lot of clients in the food industry, thank God. But even in beauty, some beauty brands, you might think, well, nobody's going to buy beauty products during pandemic. Well, you're wrong. People still want to feel good. They sometimes have their own routine in their life. And it's also very important when you are in such a situation. We were all locked down. Everything was closed and you had to stay home. You couldn't even go out your home or your apartment unless you had to go buy food. So it becomes very crazy. So sometimes you're very attached to your routine. And it's something very healthy to do. Because now we talk about our psychological health more and more. How this is as important as your anything else in your life. So having a healthy routine, beauty routine even, could maybe save you from going insane sometimes. So one member of my team decided to propose something very fun that she called the Survival Beauty Kit. And oh my God, it was a huge, huge, huge success. So we proposed it to many traditional media, but influencers too. And so we sent a lot of these survival beauty kits. And since even many PR agencies closed down completely, and we were one of the rare to keep, you know, pushing our clients, working for our clients that stayed with us. So I'm telling you, the visibility was just amazing and fun to see. So we kept going and going and going. And then one trend that we saw is, yeah, people were looking for survival kits. So what do we do at home? Beauty brands were looking also for beauty routines in confinement. So media also wanted to know, what are you doing close at home? So the confinement trend was a huge one. And I don't know if you're part of those people who started making your own bread, but if you remember, people were doing all kinds of stuff besides buying toilet paper, because toilet paper was sold out at one point sometimes. So people just went scared and bought so many things, and food was one of them. And then people started making their own food at home. So that's another trend. So media or bloggers were talking about it. So if you had anything linked to these subjects, I don't know if you were out there communicating, but I'm sure you got some great visibility out of that. And influencers were super open to help, which was amazing. They also were ready to maybe help your company, your clients that you were promoting. It's especially at the agency, we saw that many of them, unfortunately, lost their contracts. So they were hoping to talk about a brand without being paid, because they knew they would help that company. So all of you, you know who you are. So we thank you, because you were extremely helpful. And so these were trends. So shut down, right? So what's happening? And many people started to wanting to help our medical professionals. In some markets, they were called the guardian angels, frontline employees. So the medical trend, especially the first few weeks, were, of course, if they weren't there, like what would have done without these people? Like they've done an amazing job, and thank you to all of them. And media were talking about them quite a bit. And if a company wanted to help, so we had a jean company called Yoga Jeans, amazing brand. You can look at them. They are made in Canada, probably the most comfortable jeans in the world, Yoga Jeans. and the best people behind that brand. And right away, when everything was closing down, they raised their hands and said, well, we want to help. And they called me right away. It was an interesting situation because I was driving back from Florida. For those who know, we have people working in our team over there. And my mother spent the winter out there every year. And they were closing down Canadian frontiers. And I had to bring my mother back to Canada. That was so strange, actually. I remember going to the airport. It was a Saturday morning. It was something like maybe March the 20th. Weird, weird situation, right? We have, all of us have all those stories, and I can tell you a bit about mine. And I remember I was coming back from France on March the 10th. So I knew what was happening in Europe, and that was just, you know, our time was just counting. It would happen in Canada too, and in North America and in the United States as well. So this is why, thanks to my coach, as I told you previously, thank you, Coach Chris Plackey, who told me you have to come up with this plan. Like the worst, what's the worst case scenario? And I did that very quickly. It was really useful. So all this to say that I had to go to, I flew from Montreal to Miami. And oh, I was worried I wouldn't be able to find a ticket to fly down there. I was worried that going to the airport a Saturday morning, it was be jam-packed. But it wasn't at all. It was empty. It was completely the opposite. So I was really surprised to see that people were already listening. Well, I guess Canadians listen to what the authorities and the governments are telling them to do, which is a good thing, actually, in pandemics time. So you want people to listen to what the governments are telling them to do. So at the airport, it's Saturday morning. It's really early. I'm there for the at the opening, actually, 5 a.m. probably, 4:30, 5 a.m. And it's empty. So I go to the Air Canada counter and I'm like, will I be able to fly? Is the plane canceled? And they say, no, 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 nothing is canceled. So so we ended up being four people in a 300 seats airplane. Strange, right? Kind of, I was calling the man in my life and telling him, well, probably I will realize one of my dreams to fly in a jet, in a private jet. I will probably have my own airplane pilot just to myself. So we ended up being four. And as I was driving back, that's the other thing. So we emptied the apartment that we had. I was renting an apartment in Miami. And my mother, also very savvy, she tells me, well, we don't know what's going to happen in the next few months. So maybe we should like take all our belongings and bring them back to Canada, especially hers. So thank God she had her car with her down there in Miami. So we packed the car and we were driving back and I received a call from Yoga Jeans, from Eric Wazana, who's been a client for so many years, more than 10 years. And for the last few years, we weren't working much together and said, I need your help. I need you. I need you. That's what you need. He wanted the press release right away to announce that he would be helping to make medical clothes and medical gowns. And he was among the first to do that. And we started sending out press release about it to the media and influencers. And oh my God, I'm telling you, we got so much coverage. It was just insane. So this is a trend that's still there. And remember that many countries decided to produce more and more locally. So the local trend, local consumption, buy local is a huge trend, not being restrained by what China sells us. Right. So this is probably something that's going to not probably. I'm sure this is more than a trend. It's a movement that's going to be there for more than a few months. I hope, actually. So government started giving huge contracts to clothing company that is helping them. Yoga Jeans did a huge turnaround and they were able to find some equipment, get equipment from outside of the country and work like crazy. So now they're able to serve the government and respond to the huge contracts that they give them. So they produce millions of garments and medical equipment. They're more specialized in gowns. And yes, don't worry, they still make their amazing jeans. They still will produce those jeans, but as you can imagine, right now, it's really saving their company in a sense that they can save all these jobs. And even more than that, they were able to create 350 jobs. They're probably still looking for to hire people. So if you need, if you want to know more about them, look them up. Yoga jeans. So the local trend, right? Buy local, that's another huge tendency, huge trend. Pivot, also how to reinvent yourself is something you hear quite a bit and that we will hear more and more in the press. I don't know if you've seen some information or some articles in the press about that. So media want to know what's happening with you. Are you thinking of changing your job? So 41%, according to some surveys, are looking to change their life completely. They might want to move to countryside. They're looking for a new job. 41% is a huge number. Even if they don't all change, many of them are thinking seriously of changing their life. And one of my friends, I'm sure like if you're a coach out there, you must be very busy. And if you're not, you have to tell these people you can help them and accompany them, change their life. And a friend of mine, she's an hypno coach, if you want to know about that, hypnocoach.ca. And she, that's what she does. She helps people change their life, or if they want to take the big leap to another, let's say, dream in their life, or they want to transition. And she was telling me she's receiving so many requests. So for sure, this 41% of people thinking to change their lives is a big trend. So we'll see what's gonna happen in the next few months. But if you have anything, you have a product for people who want to change their life or a service to accompany these people, get out there and let them know that you have something to help them. So local, would that be a trend, a movement, or is it just something, you know, that's going to be there for a few months? Nobody really knows, but what we feel is that people understand more and more the importance and the impact of buying local, keeping your stores, or your even your hair salon. I don't know if you remember how people were talking about their hair, especially in social media and the press as well. So what should we do with, you know, colored hair, the roots that's now 3 inches, showing 3 inches of our gray hair, right? Well, there are some products. I don't know if you about this, I can name it because it's amazing. If you don't know about Roots, R-O-O-T-S, it's L'Oreal that makes that little product. It's a spray. That saved my life, actually, because when you have to show your face on video conference, you want to make sure that, you know, you have makeup on and that your hair looks good, right? So local trend and hair trend. So people were still buying beauty products for sure. And back to local. So what should we expect from local trends? Media will want to talk about that. You know, what are the impact on buying locals? I'm sure, I haven't done a lot of researches, but I'm sure the impact on economy is going to be big on that. And you have all these new things coming. So whatever is new and helping people out there, so get out there, let people know. We will see more and more new companies, new services will come, and so new airlines. The return of drive-ins, right? So movie theaters were closed down for quite a bit. And we had a client coming to ask for our services. They were selling popcorn. So movie theaters will reopen slowly and surely, but the drive-in are coming back, people. So you'll see that. So old companies or old trends coming back. So that's very interesting to see. And as I said, you know, baking your own bread. So we'll see. And another trend that I just saw today on Shape magazine, they were talking about the people feeling anxious. Of course, more and more people will feel anxious. So if you're afraid to return to society after all these lockdowns, the lockdowns lift, obviously, if you're still afraid, well, you're not the only one. And experts now are talking about it in the press and in the web. So voila. And if you were silent during the pandemic, know that it's not too late to claim your rightful place under the sun. Get the visibility you deserve, my friend. So how to get known? Listen to the podcast. We'll give you tips. But the tip of the day is this one. Go do some researches on Google. Google is the best thing in the world because you can use it to do some researches on just about anything. So go see what your competitors have done or what they haven't done, right? So see what they've done and maybe what they haven't done. Media want to know what you have to do for your consumers, for your clients. Media want to know, and your clients, they want to read about you. They want to know what's happening, and people still want to buy. So get out there, get the visibility you deserve. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!